ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
thank you guys so much.
This little angel will be free from all of their poisons. And in hope, I got my knees into the floor, praying that I'll never have to feel this pain. Then I have hope, walking through that ignorance of the pain.
Josh and I have known each other since we were born. Our family were friends before we were born. Chad I met in high school, and Matt came into the band through our first bass player. Yeah. We're on like our third bass player by now. So, yeah. And that's basically Josh and Chad pretty much formed the band, the idea and all that, and then got in touch with us and got us on board. So.
Something that had to do a band that had a bit more of a different take on, I guess, politics and what other bands in our area were doing at the time. They wanted to do something that made a statement, had some sort of political drive to it, at least with the lyrics and the intention of the music. And that was it, really. I mean, we just started writing songs and putting out demo tapes. We were playing a lot of local shows in the town that we were from. And then we started booking our own tours and one thing led to another, and we got hooked up with a booking agent, and then a small record label, and then a bigger label, and bigger, and we just kept touring. And
that's been the main story of our life, constantly touring.
Yeah.
Here I am with my empire. I'll break you to your knees. Ebb and flow with my desire. Don't let you be done to me.
First time in 4 years that we were playing again. We basically broke up, although it wasn't because we hate each other or did not get along anymore, but we just decided, you know, we kind of felt at the time that we took it as far as we wanted to take it or could take it, and we just needed to stop for a while.
I personally did some other music. I did a band called The Casting Out. Work various jobs, that kind of thing, just hung out, didn't do much in that.
I went to school, I'm still in school at a university, studying architecture, and I have one more year, and then I'll be finished with that, and hopefully not working at a gas station, but
right.
Doing something. The economy in the States was pretty shit right now, so yeah. Hopefully it gets better.
And then I guess Josh and Chad both just spent more time with their families and had normal jobs. And Robert got married, had a kid. Pretty much it.
Last year, we started talking again about touring this summer. And so we said, well, let's just go out on tour just for fun. Let's see what happens. No intention to write new music or, you know, do any sort of major push and try to make this a full-time thing again.
Yes, sir. Moments of life, the life, the life that awaits us. We're involved in a public direction. Pick up from the floor, forget that that again. Put the floor with your bitch, and then I do up again. Without your help, we are a contract. We've been a bondsman. We put them up on the floor. You can't do that again. When you put with your best, you let another one forget. Recycle control from their hands to your road. Every word is dropping empty. Promise again. Focus away from day to day. For the progress. The first impression's down. Pick up from the floor. You get that down again. When you're blowing your best, then I don't want to get. Pick up from the floor. You get that down again. When you're blowing your best, then I don't want to get.
Our plans are we have these two tours coming up. We have this one. We're going to finish this one. We'll go home for, 6 weeks?
Yeah.
And then we'll come back and do some festival dates in Europe. And past that, no real plans.
A world tour.
World tour.
We're going to make 13 months in the calendar year. And we're going to tour. Somehow we'll squeeze it all in.
All into that, yeah. We do it, number one, for the passion of it, the love of music. Otherwise, there's no point to do it, you know. And I think it would be dishonest to say that we also don't enjoy being able to make money doing what we love. So that's also nice about it, is that we can go on a tour, make some money doing what we love. It's not a huge amount of money, but it at least keeps me not having, you know, able to go on the tour instead of being at home working. So. But number one is just, it's fun, you know, doing music and the whole experience of it is just, even in the boring times, I really love traveling around and touring and seeing new places and experiencing new people and being able to put forth our music to people who have either heard it or haven't heard it.
Yet to seek a cause to believe. sense of what they wanted. Give it one more shot. Have we thrown our hope away? Does it have to be this great or just do? This is not a requiem. We're wasting time as victims. Why spend our lives abandoning these, choosing not to be proud? We're still here, all together, all alone. Consumed with fear that one day we'll discover how empty we've become. Then it stands to shame. Quick, quick, would they provide us?
Living, I'm just waiting to die. I'm just waiting for.
over, you know, I'm nearly 39, and over the years, I've learned that it's not really about what I'm writing about, it's what people take from it. And that's the important part. Whether it's political, personal, or whatever, it doesn't really matter unless someone else connects to it. So I try my best not to talk too much about like what the songs are about or press my views on others. I let them take what they can take from the lyrics and apply it to their own lives. And in that way, they can feel connected to the music and feel connected to the band instead of it being this, we're the band telling you what to think and you're just an audience. Instead, it creates a group mindset where we're all in it together.
We haven't written any music in 6 years.
Right?
So when we used to write, what it basically would consist of is we'd schedule rehearsals and we'd all come into a practice space and we would just literally start playing around. Like somebody might say, hey, there's a riff that I have that I've been working on, or like a melody, or, you know, or sometimes we'll just start playing and try to see if we can get something to kind of start very organically. Very rare has there ever been a time when someone's come in and said, this is this part, this part, this part, this part, here it is. And because it always is like, there's like, ah, well, that one's cool, but not the rest of it. Or maybe it would work better in this other thing we were working on last week. And, you know, so there's always, it's
everybody gets their fingerprint on every song.
Yeah.
How many times have I noticed that our eyes hardly ever meet from your judgment seat? I can feel the anger for my very being. Fill me in on when you became such a big part of my life that I should bother with all your lies designed to bring me down. Wrong again, don't depend.
God of wine, what the fuck's up to drink? Now the silver sheet forever turning. Must be blackened, what the fuck is this? Look up this meeting on them, wait, what's this?
The booking bag, call for us to ride. Fuck the now, we'll all just smile.
Sympathize. This is the movement. Run on to play my fear. We got your nothingness and settle with nothing more. Beyond the capitalist, fighting in the blood. What the fucking class? Honestly, what the fuck is you? What the get back on the hardest gun? Revolution! What does the rest need promise? What the left is to lay? Frustration! What does the soul is cry? What does the ruler say? What does the food is for?
You can't say.
What they say?
Minden faluból összeszednek öt túszt.
Brigadieros uram, elhozunk a lapant a hadifelvény.
Kihirdetik, ha a tenkes kapitányát 3 napon belül nem adják kézre, a túszokat kivégeztetem.
A kapitányod a veszélybe fut, a lasszonyok után rohan.
Mi lenne, ha ezúttal mi bújnánk Kuruc gúnyába?
A tenkes kapitánya. Hétfőn 20 óra 10 perckor a Dunán.
Mikor végre találkozhat a családjával, egy új küldetés...
Ő felségének szándékában áll egy kis kolóniát létesíteni Madagaszkáron.
Ismét elszakítja tőlük.
Mi férfiak, könnyen mondjátok, várj egy évet, kettőt.
Nálunk mások a törvények.
A szigeten a béke érdekében hatalmas áldozatot kell hoznia.
Érje a bűnöst a büntetés.
Vivát Benyovszky. Kedden 20 óra 10 perckor a Dunán.